obviously already drunk, and it wasn't even noon. Or maybe their Friday night just hasn't ended yet, Grabowski thought. At only 5'7 and 150 pounds, Grabowski often thought himself to be invisible. It wasn't the first time he'd nearly been run over. He didn't have any distinguishing marks, scars, or tattoos, and wore his blonde hair short, just over his ears. His unremarkable face now bristled with a 2-day stubble. Back home, he looked like a thousand other guys. Here, he stuck out like a sore thumb among the cast of oddball characters that make up Key West. Crossing the street, he stopped to let his feet cool in the shade of an awning covering the entrance to a t-shirt shop. Looking across the street at a travel agent's storefront, Grabowski noticed a map of the state that they had taped to the inside of the front window. It was hanging loose from the top right corner, the employees either not noticing or not caring to fix the tape, which had lost its adhesiveness in the humid air. Tilting his head slightly to the right, Grabowski looked at the map at a whole new angle. 90 degrees from its usual angle, the long East Coast highway called US 1 now wound its way from left to right, ending right here. Key West has got to be the reservoir tip of the Florida condom, Grabowski thought. Glancing up and down Duval Street, he could actually see the dense air as the midday sun seemed to melt the asphalt, heat waves shimmering up from everything. Grabowski watched the other people on the sidewalks as they shuffled through the oppressive heat of the day. All the little swimmers moving around in a daze, bumping into one another, then moving on, he mused. Michael Grabowski had an unusual way of looking at things. He'd learned to just take each moment in time and everything that was going on in it on its own merit. He didn't have good or bad days, just moments that he accepted for what they were and used for what he could. A practical young man who acknowledged what fate handed him and enjoyed what he could. Continuing up Duval Street, weaving in and out of pedestrian traffic on the narrow sidewalk, he hurried through the areas exposed to the brutal sun and slowed under the awnings of the businesses and bars that afforded shade. Like many, Grabowski had come to Key West on the run. 3 days ago, he'd ripped off a Coke dealer. He'd been planning it for weeks, building up his courage as he sold off his meager belongings. Finally, when he was down to just a few changes of clothes, with nothing else in his furnished apartment that he could sell, he decided it was time to get out of the Three Rivers area. Grabowski knew he could get away with it, because he knew the dealer and his habits. The two were occasional drinking buddies. Sometimes they smoked weed together, and Michael never turned down the offered line on a mirror. The dealer was small-time, moving grams at street level. An acquaintance, not really a friend. The fact that the guy would get into serious trouble with the dealer who fronted him a kilo every other week never even occurred to Grabowski. Lenny snorted and partied away all his profits during a 3-day binge party after scoring the coke. Grabowski figured there'd just be no way for Lenny to even consider trying to find him, unaware that the dealer who supplied Lenny did so on credit and moved thousands of pounds in the Pittsburgh area. That guy had a bit longer reach, another notion that had escaped Grabowski's attention. So, Michael planned the theft as carefully as he could. He knew Lenny's routine as well as Lenny did. The guy didn't seem concerned with taking any precautions. Michael knew that Lenny scored a kilo every other Wednesday, late at night, in preparation for the 3-day party. Michael had attended a number of the non-stop affairs himself, where coke and weed were passed around freely. So he just happened to be there on delivery night, when Lenny was breaking the brick up into several hundred single-gram packets. He waited, even offered to help by making coffee for the guy. When Lenny went to the John, Grabowski made his move. He quickly gathered up all the little packets, wrapped the rest of the unbroken brick tightly in its foil cover, and stuffed everything in his oversized pants pockets. Driving quickly, he was 3 blocks away at the Greyhound station, boarding the first bus headed south before Lenny even noticed that he and the party supplies were gone. Selling a few grand